You're an awesome leader because you laid it out there. And actually, I didn't talk about how I met with Mr. London, and it was also in Starbucks, and I got the same five-page document, I bet, because it was about what our appeal is. So I agree that there was some for whatever reason, at that CEOC meeting, which I understand was very heated, and there was a lot of negative comments made about some of us here on this board, and maybe it was because of that atmosphere that he chose to exaggerate what was going on. So I don't know, but it seemed like that's the message I got, was that there was a lot of negative, really very aggressive suppositions and comments about a few of us on this board, and perhaps because of that and the stand of people that were obviously against PLAs at that CBOC meeting. It sounds like you guys have thought about it and maybe changed your mind a little, but it didn't sound like it was that way at that CBOC meeting, so I'm not trying to make excuses, I'm just trying to. That's how I do. I try to look at both sides and figure out why somebody would exaggerate like that. But the truth is, there wasn't a concerted effort to violate any confidentiality, any kind of, I am who I am, and I do support labor. I am a union member as well, and people probably knew that when they voted for me. I know that they feel confident to come up and talk to me. I don't think some people are going to come up and talk in front of a board because they may not feel as confident about who will accept them or not. I think that what we have to all be conscious of is that there's a wide range of people out there that we're trying to represent, families that are really putting their most precious, life into our hands, and that's their kids. No, their students, our students, and I agree, we're all looking for the best for them, so thank you, and I appreciate that, and
yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm very proud to be part of this governance team, and all the board members tonight have said they appreciated and they do value your work as a CBOC, and the staff actually values and appreciates your work. You push us to do better, we're going to be new, we're going to be different, we're going to be even better than ever as a result of this board's transparency and their willingness to be different. This would never have happened in this district, ever. If you didn't, it never would have happened. With the previous board of many, many, many years. Previous boards, I should say. So this, I hope that you understand that this is an indication of not only their willingness to listen, but it's a little after 11, that they sincerely listen. We all sincerely listen, and we're doing our best to put into action some of your recommendations. We believe that we're moving in the right direction, but it's not without everyone's help. The board's help, your help, community's help, because it can't be done alone. And so we need you, we need the community's input, and we need us to keep moving forward. And we appreciate tonight. Again, who would have known that we would, been able to meet like this and have frank conversations with the defendant? Real, true, honest conversations around the work that the board has to do and what you have to do. So we really appreciate listening. Thank you.
Mr. Redditch, and then Mr. Kier. Oh, I got